Welcome one, welcome more, welcome all to a brand new edition of everybody's favorite Toddcast. Random thoughts and best regards. He used to reside in the 5-2. Now he spends his time at the truly beautiful intersection of smart and stupid. Some call him the handsome one. You know him, you love him. He's the voice of reason, T-O-double-D.
Tis the season to be jolly. Let's talk about the holidays again. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome more to a brand new edition of Random Thoughts and Best Regards. It is our very special holiday edition. And I thank you all for joining us. How is everybody doing right now? The holidays are upon us. We are here to talk about them yet again. Coming up in the show, we will have our very special guest, the young lady who we could not do a holiday episode without. 4 years running now, 4 years in a row. As I said, say it again, probably say it again later when she's on here. It is her episode. Dana Berger will join us later on in this episode to talk about the holidays again. Cannot wait. It's going to be good stuff. But how's everybody holding up? I think that's the biggest question, right? The holiday season is upon us. Every month of the calendar seems to turn a little bit quicker and quicker the older we get, right? The more responsibility, the busier we get in life, the months seem to just fly by on the calendar. And here we are at the end of 2023. Hope everybody has had a great year. I hope it has been what you set out for it to be. I'm sure there's, as always, there's bumps in the roads, but I hope overall that everybody has had a great year that they can look back on and take some positives from. Of course, like anything, there's going to be negatives, but I hope that we can reflect back and take some of those positives and build upon them for 2024 as that lies ahead for us. I will say on a personal note, one thing that I tried to do in 2023 and I'm going to continue it in 2024 is I don't want to say I've slowed down a bit, which I guess I have. I've slowed down a bit, but I think if I could put it in a greater context, maybe one thing that I've really tried to do is I've tried to, maybe instead of saying slow down a bit, I've taken a step back in 2023, and I've been a lot more reflective about things. I've been a lot more thoughtful about things, and I've tried to really put effort into personal connections. That's one thing that I really strived for in 2023, and I hope to keep that going in 2024, because it's not just a passing phase. It's really who I want to be. It is the type of person that, as I get older, I want to build towards being. Excuse me while I adjust my headset here. It's the type of person that I want to kind of build towards being in life, especially as I get older. Nothing is guaranteed to us. So I want to make sure that I'm taking things in, I'm appreciating them, I'm building relationships, and making it something tangible and something that's kind of real, and you can almost reach out and grab it and touch it. And one of the things that I've really tried to do is personal connections and taking the time out of a busy day or a busy life with a million other things and just kind of taking that moment to take a breath and say, let me check in on so-and-so and see how they're doing. Let me talk to this person or let me talk to that person. And it can vary. It's not the same person every day or every week. Like it varies, and it might go a couple weeks longer before reaching out to this person, before that person. But I'm reaching out, I'm asking follow-up questions, showing that I'm paying attention to the things that they're saying to me when they're talking to me. If we leave something open-ended, I'll reach out a couple weeks later asking just a follow-up. And I've really tried to get stronger and better at that, because I honestly do feel like that's a lost art. I feel like in the age of social media and the age of mass text messaging, I feel like it's very easy to lose personal connections. You can say, sure, Oh yeah, I talked to so and so last week, right? Like we say that a lot. I talked to so and so last week, but that's like a text or social media post or a lot of times. I'm talking about real conversations, real text messages, even if it's not on the phone, a real conversation, just a personalized, not a mass text, just a personalized text message, or just letting people know that you're there, you care about them, you're interested in what is going on in their life, and you're there to listen. That's one thing that I've really tried to work on hard this year. And I feel like I've been somewhat successful. I feel better. I feel like a lot of my relationships have grown stronger because of that. And maybe people don't realize that's what I'm doing, but it is what I am doing. And it's okay if they don't realize that. This is not to have, you know, a pat on the back or say an award or look what Todd's doing. This is just something that I felt I had to do for myself. And I'm working really hard at it. And I find myself happier about it. And with that, though, I do find myself stepping back from social media, stepping back from certain things and just kind of living in my world. It doesn't matter if everybody knows what I'm doing. It doesn't matter if everybody knows that I'm checking in on my friends or if everybody knows I'm doing this, that, or the other thing. Like, it's just a step back. And, you know, I'll talk about it later with Dana, but I'll talk about my trip to Kansas with Jonah and the special moments that I had there. And I realized there too, like, again, sometimes you just gotta stop and just live in the moment and breathe in what's going on, because it can be so special. And there are those finite moments in life where they can just pass you by if you're not paying attention or if you're preoccupied. And I just feel like, again, too, nothing in this world is guaranteed. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And I just feel like making the best of the time we have here is truly what's important and truly the value of life. So again, I tried really hard to do that in 2023. I think I've been somewhat successful. I hope to keep that going in 2024, and we'll see how it goes. But I feel positive going into the new year. Again, there's always negatives, there's always battles, there's always things that you're going to come up against. I've come up against some things in 2023. It has not been all easy going, but as they come up, I handle them, I deal with them, and we move forward. And that's kind of the key to life. We keep moving forward, and the attention is in the detail. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day at Jonah's school, and it's the assistant headmaster, and we were talking about the difference between a great sports program and a good sports program, and I said, you know, I firmly believe that what sets a good program, what sets a great program apart from a good program, is the attention to detail. I feel that that's what makes a program, that's what takes you from good to great, is the attention to detail. But I also feel like that applies in more than just sports. I also feel that applies in life. And I just think that we need to slow down and do that a little bit more. So 2024 is upon us. Looking forward to it. I hope everybody has got their Christmas shopping done, spending some time with family, whatever you have planned. I hope it's just the best that it can be for you. If you're traveling, I would say pack your patience and make sure you leave yourself plenty of time, because from what I understand, the airports are very busy. And we know that this can be a trying and stressful time. So if you are traveling for the holidays, please, please, please pack your patience along with your underwear, socks, and your Sunday best for Christmas. But yeah, it's I'm in a good spot with my shopping. I'll talk about that a little bit more with Dana here in a bit when she joins the show. But I feel like I'm in a good spot. I have my shopping done officially now. I hope you are all in the same boat and you've got your shopping done. Before we get Dana on and before we start doing our annual talk about the holidays, I know a lot of people are asking, a lot of people have asked me, so I'll go ahead and I'll set some time to quickly talk about it here. But a lot of people have been asking me if I've seen Godzilla Minus One, the new Toho version of Godzilla. The answer is yes, I have, and I will tell you my opinion, because a lot of people are asking me what I thought. First of all, right out of the gate, fantastic movie. I loved it. It was what I wanted it to be, in a sense. I was a little bit leery going in that it was going to be a remake of the first Godzilla. I was very excited in seeing everything leading up to Minus One, the potential that it had, because I knew they were going to... I knew it was on the premise of, okay, bomb has been dropped, Japan is at, you know, ground zero, and then Godzilla shows up so that you go from zero to minus one. That's how the movie got its name. So I was curious to see where they went with that, and I wanted to see finally a Godzilla movie that kind of dealt more with post-bomb drop Japan and kind of the human side of it, and they delivered on that big time. I was slightly concerned as we got a little closer that it might be like a remake of the first Godzilla, especially since it's the 70th anniversary. I thought, are we in for a remake, or what is this going to be? I will say I was very happy because it was not a remake. It was not a reboot. I have told some friends this. I feel that it ran very much parallel to the original Godzilla in the sense that it stood on its own, but it also kind of took place in the same vein or the same timeline where you're seeing the early presence, the early attacks of Godzilla, just from a different lens, a different view. So I thought that was very well done. The movie itself, I can tell you, is just a blockbuster so far. The film has grossed $70 million worldwide. It had a $15 million budget, so it is far exceeding expectations on that front. $70 million so far worldwide. It's being praised for the visual effects, the direction, the story, characters, the musical score. Let me tell you, I'll get into the music in a second. But it is being praised. I can tell you that it has landed on the Oscar shortlist in the visual effects category. So we have the creator, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Napoleon, Poor Things, Rebel Moon Part 1, Society of the Snow, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and Godzilla Minus One, all on the short list of Oscar films for the visual effect category. And how cool would it be if Godzilla Minus One, or any Godzilla movie, won an Oscar? That would be truly, truly amazing. There is a sad note, I will say, this week. Shuji Abe, who was the producer of Godzilla Minus One, passed away at the age of 74 years old. So a little bit of sad news there, especially when this movie is gaining such recognition and gaining such steam. It's been extended again here in the United States, in theaters in the United States. It was only supposed to run for about 2 weeks. It has now been extended into the first week of January. It is now the fifth highest grossing Japanese film of all time in the US. And by the time this episode airs, it should easily be in the fourth spot. It is just making bank. It is really, really well done. I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but I enjoyed it. When I sat down, I didn't know quite what to expect. In the early going of the movie, we have a scene with some Japanese kamikaze pilots, and you see Godzilla, what we'll say a younger version of Godzilla, which at that time, visually, I was not a big fan of. So that made me a little bit nervous. My initial take was he had dinosaur legs, and it felt a little Godzilla 1997. And I thought there's no way that they were going to be so critical about Godzilla 1997 and the way Godzilla looked, and then in this Toho reboot kind of make him look like a dinosaur or a T-Rex. But what I wasn't realizing at that point is this was Godzilla in a younger state. As the movie progresses, though, Godzilla looks absolutely phenomenal. Everything in the water looks amazing. This is a very maritime-heavy movie. A lot of the scenes revolve around the ocean and the military. I loved the way the ships looked. The Japanese ships looked amazing. Godzilla swimming through the water was an amazing visual. I love it, with his head sort of peeking above. It reminded me of like how a Labrador Retriever swims through a pool. That's kind of how Godzilla looked. It was amazing. There is a point in the movie where Godzilla does show up in Tokyo, the Tokyo Bay, and the music hits, and I will tell you, I damn near popped out of my chair in the movie theater when the signature Godzilla theme hit. And I do think that I may have been the only person in the theater smiling from ear to ear as Godzilla just trampled Tokyo. There's one part where Godzilla literally just puts his head into a building and just starts motorboating the building, for lack of a better term. Just absolutely amazing. There were a few small things I didn't like about the movie. I'm not really going to dig into it here because I don't want to give out any spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. Few small things I didn't like, but overall I really liked it. I liked the human aspect. There were some good, I'll say, Toho signatures, where again you have kind of a group of guys, and it's kind of like a thing in Toho movies. There's always like four Japanese guys that are just in this Godzilla movie. Again, here we had a group of four guys who were just integral to the plot. There was a very human side to this. It really dealt with kind of post-atomic bomb drop Japan, which we never really got to hear much about, but it kind of showed you the struggles of the Japanese culture after the bomb drop. And then on top of that, they were dealing with this, you know, gigantic monster, which was a result of the atomic bomb, and kind of the representation of, at that time, evil. There were some people who have said this is the first time they were actually actively rooting for the Japanese to win against Godzilla. That was not me. I was still rooting for Godzilla, although I really much did enjoy the human side of it. I still was rooting for Godzilla. It was really, really well done. There were some digs at the Japanese government, some big digs at the Japanese government, which is kind of the first time that I've seen a Godzilla movie or a Toho movie do that. It definitely had a more serious tone than, say, there's always a couple different versions of Godzilla. You have the very early ones. You kind of have like the Jonas ones, and then later on we get into the Toho ones, which were more kind of some goofiness to it, right? Where it's Godzilla fighting other monsters, or, you know, then we get really into the, one of my favorite periods for Toho is the mid to early 2000s, where the movies just kind of get like ridiculous with some of the stuff they do, and it's really enjoyable, but it's very sci-fi heavy. This was not that at all. This was very different. This had a very serious tone. Godzilla looked amazing. He was a bad MF-er. He, you know, killed and destroyed as something that large would do. He rampaged. He really doesn't like trains. Jonah and I talked about that. Jonah saw the movie. Jonah loved it. Godzilla does not like trains. We got another epic train scene, which is also a signature of Godzilla movies. We got a war room scene, which is a signature of certain Godzilla movies. Just really well done, really enjoyable movie. It's about to be re-released in Japan in black and white, which I think honestly is going to make the movie even more ominous and even more badass. I think the movie is going to play awesome in black and white, and I highly look forward to coming here and being able to see it here in the United States in black and white, because again, the movie is awesome, but I think once you take the color out and you make it black and white, I think much like the original Godzilla, it's going to play very ominously, and I think it's going to be great, and this movie's going to make a lot of money. So I don't know where they go from here. I don't know if Toho continues. I don't know if this was a one-off in terms of celebrating the 70th anniversary. If they do nothing else, it's great. They've done a great job. If this stands alone as the homage to the 70th anniversary, then fantastic. I love it. I feel like they're going to do more. I don't really know where they go, though, and I'll be curious to see how that plays out. You know, time will tell on that front, but it was really enjoyable. I highly recommend it for those who haven't seen it. So go check out Godzilla Minus One. It is going to be very different from what we see in March when we get the legendary Kong versus Godzilla version. You know, in that front, I feel like they're fully embracing now the insanity of, much like Toho did in the late 90s, early 2000s, the insanity of Godzilla and the insanity of big monsters fighting. I feel like that's what we're going to get in Kong, in this new Kong versus Godzilla come March. We're just going to get full-on batshit crazy insanity with, you know, big monsters doing crazy things. And, you know, I always say I hope it opens a door for Gigan and Caesar. That's really what I want to happen. I want them to go crazy. I want them to be space aliens. I want them to be mythical creatures. You know, I want Gigan and I want Caesar in a legendary Godzilla movie. So hopefully we get it. We'll see what happens. But there's a lot of Godzilla going on. I could sit here and talk to you about Monarch, which I've also enjoyed so far. The Apple Plus TV series that's out now for Godzilla. Just a lot of Godzilla going out there in this holiday season and into 2024 when we get the legendary version of Godzilla in March. But again, I just wanted to go ahead and spend a few minutes and talk about Godzilla Minus One. Doing phenomenal in the box office. I couldn't be happier. I really enjoyed it. Jonah enjoyed it. We had a great time going to the movies to see it. Again, the musical score is amazing. It's the classical Godzilla themes when he's rampaging and destroying, and it's just epic, and I loved it. So stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot of show coming up for you on this holiday episode of Random Thoughts and Best Regards. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the holidays again. That's right. Dana Berger will join us for the annual tradition of talking about the holidays with us. So stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. Random Thoughts and Best Regards. We'll be right back in just a short.
What does a gingerbread man sleep on? Cookie sheets.
Well, it is the season of giving, and here on Random Thoughts and Best Regards, every year now, we have made it our annual tradition. We could not do this episode without the one, the only. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the holiday episode of Random Thoughts and Best Regards, Dana.
Hey!
How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Here we are again. The title of this episode is Let's Talk About the Holidays Again.
Yeah.
Here we are again. And again, I said it last year, I'll say it again. This is officially your episode now.
That's great.
Yeah, you're always welcome more than once a year.
Sure.
We know that at least once a year we have Dana booked for a show. And it's been we'll get going here in a second, but it's been, I think we could start with some laughs early, because getting here has been a journey. First of all, as I always like to say, full disclosure, pull back the curtain, or for this episode, we'll say unwrap the gifts. The other day, I was in the process of actually trying to book two shows at once. So I was simultaneously texting you and texting Matt, trying to line up the holiday episode with you and trying to line up a bowl game prediction episode with him for next week. And in the mess of all that, I wound up sending you a very confusing text message.
Oh, yeah.
About the Baltimore Ravens finally giving reparations. And I laughed so hard when I realized the mistake. I said, poor Dana's going to be confused. She's going to have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
But I pretended I did for a second.
You did well. You did excellent. But the backstory behind that is I was trying to line up the college football episode with Matt. We were talking about his Cleveland Browns, who are on a little bit of a hot streak, and they have Joe Flacco, who used to be the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens, of course, the old Cleveland Browns, which moved to Baltimore. So that was where the whole reparations joke with Flacco came from. So that was the start of our week. Then we got to today.
Oh my god.
And like I said, it was a relief to hear your voice just a few minutes ago, because we struggled to connect again. I feel like that's become our annual thing on this episode.
That's our tradition.
It seems like every holiday episode we struggle to get the links to work
every time.
Yep. So, you know, maybe Spotify can work on that for us for next year.
But
we're here. How the heck are you?
Doing great. You know, same old, nothing too crazy. I try to keep it pretty drama free over here.
Okay. All right.
You, how about you?
I'm doing well. I'm getting ready. You know, let me ask you this, because we're both parents. Am I the only, I'll say, psychopath, glutton for punishment, whatever you want to say? Do you ever get to a point where you're like, I'm good, I'm done shopping, and then you're like, and then you do like I did today and go to Walmart and battle with everybody?
It's like we're on the same schedule. Because yes, that's exactly what I did today. I was at Costco.
Is it really?
And I was at Barnes & Noble, and I was at Ulta, and I was doing all these things, and I'm like, why? Yeah. I had my kid with me. I'm just like, why am I doing this to myself?
I told myself on Thursday, I was done.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Today's Friday. I'm also losing track of days. Today's Friday.
Yeah. Totally.
But I told myself on Wednesday, I'm done. And then I started to get this feeling last night. I was like, I should probably go shopping and get this. And then I was like, well, no, it's okay. And then I was like, and I went out this morning. I went to Walgreens, right? And I denied, right? At that point, I was like, should I go to Walmart? And I was like, no. I came home. I sat home for about 3 more hours. And then I went to Walmart. And I finally gave in. I'm happy with my choices, but I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only nut job. I mean, clearly I wasn't the only nut job, because it was a Walmart full of people.
No,
but
everyone.
I was just wondering if anybody, if you can relate to that.
Oh yeah.
I'm done, and then you get that last minute.
Wait a minute.
I should go get more.
It's like a stocking stuffer or some silly thing. And what's crazy is, like, this morning I'm up at 7:30, and I was like checking the times of all the places that I wanted to go when they opened. I certainly wasn't going to be doing it this afternoon. Like, I was like, no. And it was the right move.
Right.
But it's still absolutely insane, because I got to Costco at 10 o'clock when they opened. 10:03, Todd. 10:03. The parking lot was full.
Yeah.
And the gas pumps were completely backed up. I'm like, it is 10:03. Do you guys have no shame?
Yeah. I feel like the first half of the week, I felt like it was still okay doing the early thing. And then as the week progressed, any store that I went to, even if I went early, it was getting nuts. And I was like, this is why I try to be done ahead of time. And I feel like I did it to myself, Dana. I have nobody else to blame but myself.
Same.
So the checking out, I will say this, the checking out at Walmart was easy. I thought that was going to be a bear, because the lines looked long and there were people everywhere.
Yeah.
But the self-checkout moved very quickly. So I was just like, okay, boop, boop, boop. That wasn't so bad. It was just trying to navigate the aisles.
Yeah.
With the amount of people that were in the store.
Well, and I'm just going to say, this is going to be my little PSA for this year. I always, when I go out, especially this close to Christmas or any other sort of holiday where you go out and buy gifts or whatever, I try to be extra patient, because my waiting till the last minute is no one else's problem but my own. And B, I try to be super extra nice to all of the, you know, the workers, everybody who's out there grinding at this time when they probably want to be out and buying stuff for their families and all this stuff, but they're dealing with everyone else. And so I always just try to find a really kind word, compliment them, tell them something nice, because they're having a crazy, crazy few weeks here. So don't be a jerk. Nothing that they do is their fault. Be nice to people, because they're trying to get through it too.
There you go. Don't be a jerk. And that's the reason why, you get your own episode every year, because you're awesome and don't be a jerk. That's the message right there.
That's the reason for the season, okay? It's the reason for the season.
I can tell you a little bit, because we're catching up here. I I have a 10-year-old now, which is
wow,
mentally insane. Digits? Yeah, he's 10.
Wow,
it's wild. And he had the 10th birthday of a lifetime. I took him to Kansas for the first time.
I did see those pictures.
And you know, Dana, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of happy I get a chance to talk about it a little bit here on the show now. I'm sure this happens to you, especially as a parent, but even as a person, I feel like we're all guilty of it. I feel like we all do this in the world that we live in now. You plan something or you set something up and you almost build expectations in your head that it can never live up to.
No.
I feel like we always set ourselves up for failure with that. We just set these unrealistic expectations, and then the moment comes or the event comes or whatever, and for whatever reason, even if it's fantastic, at the end we feel a little bit kind of let down.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know. I had thoughts, ideas of maybe what this trip would be like, but I really didn't know going in. I knew it was going to be special to me. I knew Jonah was excited for it. It was something that he specifically requested. But I have to be honest with you, Dana.
Yeah.
This trip far, far exceeded any expectation, anything that I, when I tell you, just an unreal trip. And I know some people would laugh, and if I tell them the best trip I ever took was to Kansas, some people might laugh at it, but it exceeded as a parent, but also even for Jonah, just everything. The trip was so amazing, and then everything that could have broke right for us along the way broke right, which made it just an amazing experience. And we just had so much fun. And it was everything to him. I mean, I have to laugh because we flew in, we got to rental car, we got to the campus, and our hotel was right off of campus. Beautiful hotel. We go in, and within 5 minutes, I was making a joke with some of my friends. I think within like a day, my son had probably more interactions and more positive interactions with females than I probably had in my whole 5 years at Kansas. But he was right at the check-in at the front desk. He's smoozing the two girls, and I swear to God, we probably got a room upgrade because of this, because they were talking to me. I was telling them that I was alumni and that this was our first trip there, and Jonah was telling me how it was his birthday and everything. Next thing I know, we've got a room that's overlooking the football stadium all of campus, and we're on one of the high floors, so I'm pretty sure that right there Jonah smoothed his way into a room upgrade. But just, it was beautiful. We could walk to campus. Everything just fell right. Jonah's also a big, it's funny, because it doesn't have anything to do with me and being Kansas Jayhawk, but Jonah also has now wound up being a big Kansas City Chiefs fan because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
The Chiefs happened to be out of town in Germany, so we were able to actually go to Arrowhead and get a stadium tour.
Wow.
He got to sit in Patrick Mahomes' locker. The lady asked him if he wanted it open. He said yes. They opened it up. He saw the deodorant that Patrick Mahomes used, and I don't even know how this is even possible, Dana, but Jonah and Patrick Mahomes use the same Old Spice deodorant, and Jonah damn near lost his mind. Like, everything. We went to a Jayhawk game, Kansas Jayhawk game, and he was blown away by everything, and Allen Fieldhouse. We were literally walking around taking photos, and we're coming around the bend, and right as we're coming around the bend, Dewan Harris and KJ Adams are coming out of the locker room, who are two of our All-Americans.
What?
They're high-fiving Jonah on their way to the court. Like, everything about this trip that could have went right. Earlier in the day, we were inside of Allen Fieldhouse, and he was able to go down on the court and run around. And it was, when I tell you, it was all amazing. But I think, like, what blew me away was how much he just enjoyed every moment of it. And all he does now is talk about it. And it made such like an impact on him. And it was so, for me, it just like being there, being back. I said this a few years ago, a lot of years ago, I think I maybe 2008. So I was only out of school about 7 years. I went back, and when I said I was alumni, it rang a bell, but it didn't like ring a bell now, a lot of years later. But going back now, having Jonah with me, and say anytime I said I was alumni, I have to say everybody at that university just paid such respect and just rolled out like the red carpet for Jonah. Just got to experience so much, and it was just so much fun. And I think for me, one of the coolest things, right, all the cool things we did, Dana, I think one of the coolest things is we were just out for a walk on Saturday morning, and Jonah, again, smoozing the girls. This was not the cool part, but this was before the cool, smoozing the girls. A couple days before, we went to a cookie store that was kind of downstairs from our hotel, like in a little retail area. It's called Hot Box Cookies, so apparently they know how to market to college students. But we went into this place called Hot Box Cookies a couple days before, and Jonah got cookies and he really enjoyed it. And before he left, he went back in, because we were sitting outside eating a cookie, he opened back up the door and went back in and said to the girl, "Thank you so much, I really enjoyed the cookies." And she was like, "Oh, okay, you know, have a good day." And then we left. Well, so now Saturday, he wants to go to the cookie store again. Yeah. We go to the cookie store, he makes his order, and guess what the girl tells us, Dana?
What?
Cookies are on me.
Oh, man. So, that is so cool.
So Jonah gets free cookies. Okay, so that was him. That's him. That's what I'm saying. That's him.
Jonah, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right.
The kid, like, he's
right.
Some big power with charisma he's got going on.
Right. Right. But all right. So, but then we get to the cool part. So we're just walking, and Jonah, just because he's Jonah, has his football with him. He brought Chiefs football. So he's got the football with him. We're walking on we're walking over to the stadium area because he wants to look at the football field. But there is. There's the Campanile, which is a bell tower, and then there's a hill that goes downhill and into the football stadium. So that's where the tradition, the lore is at Kansas. You walk through the bell tower on your way to graduation. You walk through the bell tower down the hill into the stadium, and then you have your commencement ceremony. Our ring, and I don't know if I think you've seen my ring, but my ring is actually the bell tower, and you turn it one way before you graduate and the other way after, so that you're looking back after you graduate, you're looking back at the bell tower.
Oh,
anyway,
interesting. Cool.
With that said, the hill is very significant to the university. Anyway, Jonah and I are just walking, just honestly just killing time. It was nice, cool weather out, and we start throwing the football around, and all of a sudden it hits me, Dana, that here I am on this hill throwing around the football with my son, and it was just such a moment for me. Like, I things you daydream about, or things maybe I thought about when I was in college, of, oh, maybe someday I'll come back here with my child, or maybe someday I'll be lucky enough to be on that hill friggin' throwing a football around with him. Was just so awesome.
Oh,
so
I'm gonna cry.
So amazing. I can't. I can go on. I won't, because I know we got other stuff, but I can go on for hours about this trip, and it just made such an impact, and it was so great. And we had just an awesome, awesome time.
Well, you and I need to sit down and catch up properly, so hear all about it at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing.
But yeah, we had a good time. And speaking, I mentioned Hot Box Cookies, and that sort of segues into one thing we always love. So I'll throw it over to the bacon now. Have you been baking?
Yeah. So when I've learned how to make a couple of things now.
Oh, shoot.
Have you been to Starbucks? And this is not like a plug or anything, but even to Starbucks, they have the new apple croissant, or semi-new apple croissant.
I've been to Starbucks. I have not seen that, but
okay.
I believe you.
Usually sold out. Like, they're very popular. So I said, I can make these. And Todd, I did.
Yes.
They were incredible. So I baked those for my company Thanksgiving party that we had. We have a little, everybody does a potluck there. And so I made
them. They're so lucky.
They're
so lucky they have you.
And then I also made pumpkin pie crisps. So I'm not a big pumpkin pie fan.
Nor am I. I'm not either. So we've got that coming.
This pumpkin pie crisp, let me tell you something. I had seconds and thirds. It was so good, Todd. And everybody kept asking me for the recipe. So it's crazy. So I made that, I made both of those for Thanksgiving at work and then Thanksgiving in Tennessee when we went to see Tom's aunt.
Oh, very nice.
So it was wonderful and it was delicious. So those are two new things that I've added to my repertoire.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I've been working on, you know, and Cooper and I are going to do some sugar cookies and
okay.
Probably some, we like to do chocolate dipped stuff. So we'll do some of that. I'm going to make some puppy chow.
Nice.
So all kinds of really fun stuff. So yeah, we're getting ready to really crank it up here.
Nice. I did kind of new this year in terms of, I'll get to some of my bacon stuff in a second, but you mentioned chocolate dipped. I did these pretzel rods with Jonah that it was chocolate, but it was green. So basically it's a tree. Basically you take a pretzel rod, you dip it in the green chocolate, and then you put sprinkles on it, whatever. And it's supposed to be like a tree. So that was fun. And then we have another, and these are just kits that I brought, but another one where it's chocolate dipping, Oreos, and then you sprinkle them, so we're going to do that. So looking forward to that. I haven't, we made cookies. I've been on a big, I'm fine with it. I've been on a big cupcake kick lately because I've been tweaking and playing with recipes. And I find that it's easier to do that. It's easier to tweak and play with my cake recipes, making cupcakes, than full cakes. So I've been working on that. I made a batch of, I changed up a recipe a little bit off of a suggestion. I tried it with my red velvet cupcakes. I personally didn't like it. Uh-huh. Some of the people that I gave them to told me they were delicious and I'm too hard on myself. I personally felt they were a little too dry, if I'm being honest, but that's me. So then I was like, okay, well, let me tweak this recipe again. And I kind of went back to scratch. I was like, but then I mildly tweaked it. And I have to be honest. I was like, I think these are the best cupcakes that I've ever made. Yeah. So I'm so happy with this recipe. I quickly wrote down everything that I did.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it again this week. And if it works again, this will be the model that I'm going to use moving forward, like on my cakes too. But I'm so happy. I'm not gonna tell you what I did yet, because I want to make sure it comes out right again. But if it's a success the second time, I will follow up with you and tell you. So I'm gonna try it. I did it the other day. We did it just with basic yellow cake and chocolate icing. I'm gonna try this.
That's my favorite cake.
Yeah, this week we're gonna do them. Probably tomorrow. Actually, we're gonna do them chocolate cupcakes with, I have red Christmas frosting. And all the little sprinkles and all. So that's kind of where I'm at. And then we'll do the sugar cookies as well.
You know what you can do with the yellow cake and the chocolate frosting?
What's that?
Cupcakes or regular cake. So what you do is, especially if you're doing cupcakes or something, you cut the cupcakes in half, fill it with vanilla pudding, put it chocolate frosting on the top, boom, you've got yourself a Boston cream cupcake.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the move right there. Yeah.
So one of these days we're gonna have to bake together and put it on YouTube or something.
Oh my god.
This is like the evolution of where
we're going somewhere with this.
That sounds good. I'm gonna keep that in mind.
He's the trip to Orlando. Let's do this.
Yeah, there you go. I have a question for you because I saw something and I'm going back a little bit. It might be a couple weeks, but I said at the time, I was like, I have to ask her about this on the holiday episode. I saw on one of your social media posts, and it might be a while ago, but I think it was either your son might have been in the photo. I don't really remember. I'm going off my memory, which is not that great. But anyway, it was a bunch of stuffed animals or plushes or something. And you said, I think we have a problem.
Yes.
What are those? Are those squishmallow things or what? What are? Okay. So walk me through this.
So, the aforementioned Costco. Great deal. Okay. And again, it's not a plug. This is just fact.
Mm-hmm.
Great deals. Unfortunately, they have fantastic deals on squishmallows, which can run. If you go to Target, you go to other places. Squishmallows can cost you a pretty penny. And Cooper has really gotten into them. And it's like every time we go to Costco, we come back with one of these giant, I'm not talking big ones, like the really big ones. We have 4 or 5 giant Squishmallows. We have a bunch of the medium sized ones, and then we have a whole bunch of the tiny ones. And then Cooper, they have the little like egg ones, like the little, they're like, they're about the size of an egg.
Okay.
And he has a whole bunch of those too. And he's not in here and he can't hear anything, so that's good. But he's getting at least 3 more Squishmallows at Christmas. And if I'm lucky, I am too. I don't know yet.
So has he like lined them up yet? And well, I know they were lined up in the photo. What I was going to say is, he like lined them up yet and then jumped on top of them, or?
Oh, Todd. Okay. So I got to tell you one other thing here. So found. So Cooper's 7. He's at, at an age where sometimes he's good sleeping in his room and sometimes he's not. And when he's sleeping,
I know how that is. Mm-hmm.
Can't sleep because he's a giant 7-year-old and he kicks and he moves around a lot. So my friend had gotten, please no judgment, people, it's literally called a human dog bed. This is massive. My husband lays in this thing to watch TV with Cooper. It's huge, and it's very cozy and comfortable. It comes low in a blanket. But anyway, he sleeps in that quite a bit, and it's to my side of the bed. So we've put all the Squishmallows in there, and it is just chaos because it's everywhere. There's just no place that he can land where he's gonna get hurt. Incredible.
that's amazing.
So yeah, we've done that inside the human dog bed. So
that's I love it. I love it. Does he have a big request from Santa this year, or is he just like, yeah, whatever?
He's been pretty cool about everything. He's starting to understand, and I don't know if this is young or if it's normal. He's starting to understand the concept of money and that mommy and daddy have so much money and we don't have a ton of money to spend, and that when we do spend money, it's like, you know, it's a big deal, you know?
And not that's awesome.
We're fine.
Joan is very similar, so that's good, awesome.
Right? But like, you know, we don't have unlimited funds, so you can't have everything in the world. And yeah. Disappointing, but you know, we're disappointed about it too. So but anyway, so he didn't. The only thing he asked for this year was a Bart Simpson stuffed toy. And let me tell you something, Todd. They're not online. I couldn't find one anywhere. So I had to call a hookup I have at a place where they have Simpson stuff. In Orlando.
Yeah.
And my hookup, she got me. I've got him. I got a Bart Simpson.
Nice.
I had to do some digging, but I have a Bart Simpson in my possession. And I'm
nice.
And it's the only thing he asked for. And I
Dana, for future reference, do you have another hookup if you ever need that?
No, as I was talking to you, I'm like, I have 2.
But that's awesome. I'm glad that
was one of my bridesmaids at my wedding, and nice. So I've known her for 1,000 years.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad you got it done.
Who am I going to? Who I need somebody inside.
Yeah, wow, that's so random. That's so. I mean, that's kids for you, but that's so random. That's what their request is, right?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And we do what we have to do. I mean, that's.
I figured it out. I had feelers out everywhere. Where do I get one? And then I'd find one on Etsy, and it would be like $25. And I'm like, that's great. And I'd go to buy it. You go to check out, and it's $65. I'm like,
yeah.
What happened? So it just got messy. But I got it. We're good to go. I'm so happy.
That's
the only thing I needed to get. So, because he's into The Simpsons this year. Like,
nice.
I started him watching The Simpsons. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. And sitting there with him, it's kind of the same. Sitting there with him, watching it, and you're like, wow, this is what I always hoped it would be. Like,
that's amazing. Right? Isn't that so much fun when that...
yes. It's great.
That's awesome. How about you? Do you have anything special on your wish list?
Lego and books. What? It doesn't matter to me what they look like.
Okay, I was going to say, was there a specific Lego set or...
I'm into the Harry Potter stuff right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of starting on that stuff. Okay. I like all the flowers and everything. So I've been because I'm allergic to flowers, so I don't have real flowers in my house ever. great situation, because they don't.
I love it.
So cute.
I love it. Just a house full of Lego flowers.
Yeah, it's great.
No Zyrtec needed.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful.
That's awesome. Any other holiday plans?
No, my youngest sister's coming down from Nebraska, and my dad's coming here. My other younger sister is going to Ohio, so it's just going to be the five of us this year, hanging out and just relaxing, and we're going to take Hannah to some places in Jacksonville, like down to St. Augustine and stuff like that, to see lights and do
stuff. Oh, very nice. I will be up in St. Augustine for Jonah's class trip in January.
Really? We'll have to talk a little bit more.
yeah, I will let you know, because I do think we're gonna spend the night there. So
nice. Yeah, let's talk about that.
I will be
that close, and we can't see.
I will. Now that you mentioned that, I was like, we will be up there.
Nice.
So I will definitely. It's a busy week for us, because we're going to the Kansas is playing UCF basketball, so we're going to that game. And then 2 days later, we'll be up in St. Augustine for his class trip.
Oh, so. My gosh. Yeah, that's a busy week.
Well, Dana, as always, it has been a pleasure. I thank you so much for taking some time and spending the holidays with us. As I said, this is your episode, and
favorite time.
We greatly appreciate having you on. So you go and you have a holly jolly Christmas and the rest of your holidays. Happy New Year. And again, I'm glad we got this to work out and we got you on. And
yes,
we'll get you on again soon, and we'll sidebar and we'll talk more about St. Augustine and everything else.
Sounds good.
All right. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
All right. Be well.
Hi, this is Matt Farragher. You might remember me from your visit to Epcot Center circa 2000-2001. I'd like to talk with you about my favorite brand of vegetarian chili, but first, let me tell you about my favorite podcast hosted by someone named Todd. You're listening to Random Thoughts and Best Regards, available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. Go listen and laugh.
All right, that is going to do it for this episode of Random Thoughts and Best Regards. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week and encourage you to come back and do it again next show. So with that, remember, tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes. Stay positive, test negative. Do what you know is right, regardless of the choices others make. Say I love you, stay safe, stay healthy, be kind to one another. Don't count the days, make the days count. Remember to look down the side streets, because that's where the best stories are. And when you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Thanks for listening to my dad's show.